Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go to the Devil Radio app, go to the website and download our app. Go to the website. You can download the Devil Radio app from the website or the Google or Apple store. Take Devil Radio with you wherever you go, 24/7. Listen to your favorite shows. Easiest way to listen to Devil Radio. There's also a link on there. Many of you have asked for it, and thank you, and we put it on there. Support Devil Radio. Click on the link. A lot of different ways you can support Devil Radio. Looks like there are going to be a lot of big primaries, really big primaries, starting real soon. Mayor Milwaukee is going to have 10 or 11. They're all over the state. Candidates can't do better than to advertise on Devil Radio. Luke, you're at the mic, my friend. What's up?
Yeah, we got a really exciting, I can't announce it yet. We're working on some details, but we got a really exciting coming, a really exciting aspect of how people can support the radio coming as well. We're working on it for the month of September. So today is August 31st. You might be hearing more tomorrow. You might be hearing more later this week. It's coming. Might be a Labor Day announcement, but I am excited, and I think everybody listening will be excited. So stay tuned because we got some exciting stuff going on that front.
Outstanding. Outstanding. I'm all ears. And by the way, I don't know. So you've withheld it from me. So I got to listen to my own show.
Exactly. It's going to be, this is the fun thing. I get to kind of tease and do a little, the dangle for the listening audience, but, something that Mike Crute and I have been working on. So we're looking forward to it. But it's exciting, and you're going to want to stay tuned.
Outstanding. Stay tuned and stand by. Stay tuned and stand by. Okay, a lot more to talk about. Let me tell you something. Everything we're talking about, your grandchildren are going to read about as history and have to take tests on in the future. Believe it or not, you're living through history. You're living through history. We're going to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Well, good morning, Matt. I'm wondering what the heck us taxpayers can do with this fraudulent, you know, abuse of power, with this and dereliction of duty and fraudulent investigation regarding, you know, the election in our state. And, you know, because it's defrauding the taxpayers. And, you know, they're improperly using, you know, our resources for their political gain. And I just, what can we do about this? I mean, they're so used to doing all kinds of lawsuits. How can we legally stop this fraud and really actually robbery of our tax dollars for this fiasco that they're doing in our state? Because it definitely is political. They've already did investigations. They found no evidence, but yet they are going to spend, what is it, approximately $680,000 when they could be spending it on roads, bridges, and things in our state. What in the devil can we do about this? This is just outrageous.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, Gene. Let me hit that right now. It's a very, very important thing. First of all, what Gene's referring to is that Robin Voss, you know, there's a cancer going through the Republican Party, and I don't see it, take any pleasure in saying that. There's a cancer going through the Republican Party, and you see it in the Cyber Ninja. Believe it or not, there's a guy running for county executive in Pennsylvania right now who gave a speech yesterday. He's a candidate, Republican, said, I want 20 strong men to come with me to the school board, and if they impose, this is a direct quote, and if they impose a mask mandate, they have a choice, rescind the mandate, or they're going to get removed physically. It was a physical threat. It was a physical threat. And so here's the deal. The Republican Party is increasingly going towards threats of violence, and in the meantime, corruption of our democracy. And what Gene is referring to is this so-called forensic audit that Voss authorized. And initially he did it to get the Trump cult off his back, and now he's gone full frontal Trump. He hired some muscle, Gableman, former Supreme Court justice, didn't run again, had ethics complaints against him. He beat the ethics complaints, but there's no way that he was going to get elected. He gave a speech in November saying that the election had been rigged. And now he's being paid with your tax dollars about the election being rigged. Are you kidding me? To investigate what he said already? Voss was untruthful at the beginning. He said he's only going to give Gableman $44,000 only. All right. How much did you pay in state taxes last year? This is coming out of state taxes. And he was going to, the muscle, Gableman, would hire a few guerrillas, three retired police officers to go around the state and scare poll workers and clerks. And he said he was only going to give the guerrillas $9,000 apiece. That proved all to be false. They now say the whole bill will be $687,000 of tax money. That's also false. It's a lie. It'll be millions. It'll be millions. And we're going to have a situation like in Arizona. In Arizona, where you have voting machines turned over, ruined, so they got to buy new ones for millions of dollars, ballots turned over. Violation of federal law. You can't turn over any of this stuff to anybody outside of the chain, the duly appointed and elected chain of electoral command for 22 months. 22 months isn't up till September of 2022. And they went ahead and did it. They went ahead and did it. And now he wants it here. And now what's happened is Voss has said that if Gableman wants any subpoenas, he'll sign them. These are illegitimate subpoenas. So, Gene, to your point, what can we do legally? The clerk of Milwaukee and Dane County and Brown County, so far it's just gone to Milwaukee and Brown, say pound sand, jump in the lake. And if they get a, quote, subpoena, end quote, that is as illegitimate as that certification that some Republicans sent to the Senate saying Trump won the state after their fake electoral meeting. This requires prosecution. Go to the DA of your county. If there's any, and if the guerrillas and the muscle come into Eau Claire County, Gene, if the guerrillas and the muscle come in there, go to the DA and get them for disorderly conduct or expel them with an injunction. These are alien to Wisconsin. They're alien to Wisconsin. And the Supreme Court has said they can use tax dollars. That's because there's a majority of Republicans on the Supreme Court. That is what is happening. It's a flat out truth of what's happening right now. The Republican muscle and the guerrillas are illegitimate. You might as well have Putin. You might as well have Putin come in here. And the whole idea is to scare folks for next time. And that's overturn the last election. Biden won it. They don't want to overturn it because they got a lot of votes for the state assembly and Senate. They don't want to overturn anything. They want to scare folks. They want to scare folks. And you get the gorilla and the muscle coming in to some clerk's office. Some woman or an older guy is sitting there. Scare the bejeebers out of them. They're not going to want to be running an election. This is not Belarus. This is not Venezuela. This is not Africa. This is not Asia. We don't cast aspersions on our elections, and we don't do it at taxpayer expense. It requires court intervention and prosecutor intervention. It requires it now. Gene, thanks for calling in. Next up, Slammer Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Slammer?
Good morning, Matt. I think to answer Gene's question, one of the best things that can happen is people can start uniting against things like this, and I guess my best suggestion is if she would be kind enough to give Luke a call at the studio, her number, of course, will be recognized. I would love for her to share ideas with me. She could give me a call. My number is available to any listeners interested. I'd love to talk to some people about what we can do. I've got a few ideas, and an attorney who might move some of this stuff forward. So if you'd be kind enough to have Jeannie call back, please, Jeannie, and talk to Luke. That's
okay, Slammer, thank you very much. I appreciate that very, very much. And then while we still have some time on this segment, I want to go to the following. Just out, there's a list of Trump congressional allies with January 6th insurrection ties. There's just been a notice sent to telecommunications companies. You're required to hold their records. We're going to subpoena them. That is a formal legal notice that obligates the recipient to preserve those records. If they destroy them, they're in very big trouble. Now, all of the people I'm about to mention, all of them, 11 of them, either attended the insurrection rally on January 6th, actually spoke at it, or they promoted it. And here is the name. This is a hall of shame. This is a hall of people who are un-American and who have attacked our democracy. Lauren Boebert of Colorado, Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan of Ohio, Andy Biggs, Paul Gosser, Mo Brooks, Madison Cawthorn, Matt Gates, Louis Gomer, Jody Heiss, Scott Perry of Pennsylvania. Every one of them a disgrace to the Congress. Every one of them a disgrace to America. There's part of me that thinks, you know what Nancy Pelosi should do? Throw them all off the committees. Not just Marjorie Taylor Greene, all of them. Throw them off. You can't have insurrection sympathizers on committees. The problem with that is that if and when someday, and it'll happen someday, the Republicans momentarily come into the majority in the House, they'll throw same number of people of our people, including good people, off. You don't want that. So basically, we've confined it to Marjorie Taylor Greene. But these people all either promoted, attended, or actually spoke at the Stop the Steal rally on January 6th. And Lauren Boebert, for instance, led tours when the Capitol was closed the day before and texted Nancy Pelosi has left the chamber in real time during the insurrection, jeopardizing Nancy Pelosi's safety. Marjorie Taylor Greene has advocated the assassination of Nancy Pelosi, Barack Obama, Clinton. The rest of these people are beyond belief. Paul Gosar comes from a large family. Every one of them has denounced him, says the disgrace should be out of the Congress. This is his own family. Madison Cawthorn just came out with a statement saying there will be bloodshed if the elections continue to be rigged, i.e. if Republicans keep losing. They are advocating violence. That should be anybody saying that kind of stuff should be arrested. They should be arrested. This isn't a guy shooting his mouth off in a bar. And even if a guy shot his mouth off in a bar and threatened violence to a public official, that's a felony. Why are these people not being arrested? But it is at least a start in the right direction that they are going. They have gotten notices to all of their telecommunications carriers, keep their records. They're going to be subpoenaed. And then Gymnasium Jim GYM Gordon goes, well, I don't remember what I said with Trump. Well, does this refresh your recollection? Here's 8 calls within 45 minutes. Okay. Do you remember now? Gee, I sure don't. I sure don't. Throw him off his committee, the skunk, two-legged skunk. Throw him off. 11 of them. Bad news. Every one of them bad news. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. The change has got to come.